course you must be, Elaine. Anne, I could never have the courage to float downstream.
Oh, nor I. I don't mind floating down when there's two or three of us in the boat and we can sit up. Oh, it's fun then. But to lie down and pretend to be dead? Oh, I just couldn't. I'd die of fright.
And I couldn't keep still. I'd be popping up every minute to see if I wasn't drifting too far out. And you know, Anne, how that would spoil the effect.
I'm not afraid to float downstream, and I'd love to be Elaine. But Tennyson says she has such lovely golden hair. A red-headed person cannot be a lily maid.
But your hair is ever so much darker than it used to be before you cut it.
Oh, do you really think so? Do you think it could be called auburn now, Diana?
Yes, and I think it's real pretty.
Oh, yes.
Well, I will be Elaine then. Ruby, you must be King Arthur.
All right.
Jane will be Guinevere.
Yes.
And Diana must be Lancelot. Hand me that old shawl of your mother's, Diana. That shall be my shroud.
Oh, she does look really dead. Do you suppose it's right to act like this? Mrs. Lynn says that all play acting is abominably wicked.
Oh. Ruby, you shouldn't talk about Mrs. Lynn. It spoils the effect because this is hundreds of years before Mrs. Lynn was born.
Anne is right. Diana, you say, sister, farewell forever. And Ruby, you say, farewell, sweet sister.
All right.
Now, push the boat off.
Sister! Farewell forever!
Farewell, sweet sister!
I hope she'll be all right out there.
Oh, quiet, Jane. Now you're spoiling the romantic effect.